from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, D'Amico Ryans at 3 o'clock will give you, let you hear him explain it himself. Joe Mixon has not practiced in a couple of days, Clint. Didn't practice on Saturday.
That's right.
Thought it might have been a vet day, but I would assume it's not a vet day after they had yesterday off and he didn't practice again today.
Well, he's the only vet not practicing. When I looked up Danielle Hunter and you know, everybody that all the vets that were practicing, Diggs and you know, there's a handful of them out there. They were all rolling. I was like, there might be a little something to this.
Now we haven't. I don't know, Tyler. Maybe you or Cheryl can get to it, or Clint. Maybe you've heard. I don't really necessarily know exactly what the issue is. I know that that D'Amico said he's not worried about Joe. Like I said, we'll let you hear about that at 3 o'clock from him himself. Also, just in case, not practicing as well, Clint. Laramie Tunsil, he was still getting work on the other side, but he is working over there. I've seen some apparatuses that Red forces me to use that he was over there on that other field using the sled. He was over there pushing a lot more weight on that sled than I have. Christian Harris with that soft tissue leg injury didn't practice. Dalton Schultz didn't practice as well along with it. The now we don't know, Joe Mixon, concern this early, multiple days not practicing?
No, I'm not real concerned. I don't, you know, before his media availability on, well, I guess it was Friday, you know, he's sitting on the ground rubbing his own leg kind of deal, which I didn't put much thought into, because if it would have been some kind of injury at that point in time, they'd have had trainers all over him and they'd have been working on him in the training room. And so I didn't put much into that. But clearly, there's got to be some level of strain, because he's that's two straight practices, and like you said, with an off day in between, and with no veterans getting off days around him, I got to believe that there's something that caused it. I'm not overly concerned, simply because of the tone D'Amico Ryans had when he answered the question. It was a laugh and like, oh, nah, Joe will be fine. So I'm not worried about Joe. So,
and there's no reason to push anything right now.
Not at all. I mean, it's early on, and D'Amico even said it today, is that first week it's about easing in and getting guys up to speed and setting the tone for the run they're fixing to make. So not a real concern there with Joe Mixon.
Now, what I did find interesting in staying in the running back room, Clint, is the Texans made a move over the weekend by signing veteran running back Cam Akers. Cam Akers, who I believe won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Cam Akers, who was with the Vikings, one of the last teams I remember him playing with. They bring him in, Clint. And listen, I may need you all to talk me off the ledge. Because the first thing I thought was, oh, okay, they drafted a running back sixth round. They got Damian Pierce, who has shown in this league he can play, and they've talked pretty good about him in the offseason. And then you see all kinds of reports of Cam Akers battling for touches and potentially the backup running back to Joe Mixon in Houston. And, like, the first thing I thought of was, well, maybe they didn't got through OTAs, mandatory minicamp, a week of practice, and they not feeling great about Damian Pierce in that backup role. That's the part that came to me. And I promise you, when you texted Tyler, you texted and signed Cam Akers, I think the first thing I responded with was, man, I wish they just trade this kid. It's just trading, because it doesn't seem like they trust him. Doesn't seem like they feel confident in him. And he looks like a guy that may need a fresh start when you start to see what it was last year. And now they're bringing in Cam Akers to bring him in. I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of was Damian Pierce, and they don't trust him in that second running back.
Well, at first glance, I think that's natural is to think that. I mean, I don't need to hear from them on the Damian Pierce front. I mean, we watched it last year. Clearly, they don't trust Damian Pierce. Clearly, there's something in Damian Pierce's game that they don't like. They don't trust. And I don't buy the thought, which I've never heard them say, but I don't buy the thought that it's because he doesn't fit a certain scheme. I don't subscribe to that. But nonetheless, the Cam Akers sign, I think the name makes you sit back because we all remember Cam Akers. I remember him out of Florida State. If I remember correctly, I think he was a quarterback coming out of high school, by the way. But he was a good running back at Florida State, you know, was good early on in the league. But we're talking about a guy that's coming off of his second Achilles tear, and it's not the other. It's the same Achilles that's torn twice. He tore it last year midseason, and he's recovering from that. Now, the strange thing is I believe he was at practice today.
I think he's
wearing 22, so he's healthy and rolling. But
he was getting touches.
If their answer to a Damian Pierce that they don't like and that they're going to replace is a twice torn left Achilles Cam Akers, boy, that's a poor attempt. I like the name, but I can't get past the same Achilles tearing twice. The kid's 25 years old, man.
25, yeah.
I mean, he's 25, and we're talking
what
about.
What do you think the reason they brought him in?
Well, I think it's a roll of the dice. I think if he is healthy, I think it's if best case scenario for me, it's a long play. He's healthy. They see something they really like. They make him inactive. They put him on the practice squad. Whatever is still, I don't even know what his roster situation looks like, what his career looks like. But the point is I think it's a longer play than just this year. I would be shocked if they looked at this roster and said, man, the dude we drafted, the dude we brought back in Dari Agunbowale.
Yeah, I didn't.
Those ain't the guys that can push Damian Pierce. Cam Akers, twice torn left Achilles. Let's do it. That's the answer. That would be a poor attempt at replacing a guy, a second string running back, if indeed that is what they're doing.
Yeah, I just looked at their, like, when you're talking about their depth chart at running back. Like I just didn't look at it and think, yeah, man, Gerard Jordan, Dari Agunbowale, even the British Brooks kid that's shown a little bit from Carolina, and Damian Pierce. And I didn't think, boy, they need to add. Well, especially like a veteran guy like that, you know, like a Cam Akers who you would look at as a backup.
Well, if they could sign, the Cam Akers sign would be great to me if he weren't injured. I mean, if he didn't have the twice torn Achilles. I mean, if you had like a
that would be the only thing that's holding me to thinking like, all right, maybe this don't have much to do with where they feel about Damian Pierce right now. If he were completely healthy, I mean, he'd be the backup.
Yeah.
Like if he weren't coming off of the injuries that he's had.
Well, yeah, I mean, that again, that would just be a hell of a risk if that were the case. If we were talking about one of these career, I'd call him a backup, but they're a lot more important than a backup, right? Some of these guys that have that have toted the rock 30% of the time for some teams. You know, we see before, obviously, before Christian McCaffrey, we saw it in San Francisco where Wilson and Mostert and all these different guys were getting carries. Now I think both of those guys are now in Miami, to be honest with you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.